This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Hour number two of the USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Chula is with us, senior USA Prepares instructor. And if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Dr. Shuley, is there anything that you would like to share with us before I get into some of the other items that I have?
Let's go with your items.
Okay. Lithium orotate. You had mentioned that those who might be experiencing memory loss, early signs of Alzheimer's, early signs of dementia, might want to consider that. And I believe that you mentioned about 15 milligrams per day. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Well,
you know, it is unequivocal. Without lithium, you cannot make the most essential, what I call bright-eyed, bushy-tailed wake-up hormone, serotonin.
Mm-hmm.
And it protects the brain from damage, from stress, period. So that, okay. And there's no good source of it in our food supply. So I've known this for at least 45 years, and I have taken a little lithium orotate all these years just because I think it's good for the brain.
Well, we followed your advice here at our household, and I've been giving it to my mom, about 15 milligrams a day with one of her meals, and it absolutely works. She is more bright-eyed, more bushy-tailed, more. She's got more energy. Everything, it's better. Everything seems to be better. And we thought we would do that because she's in her 90s. And why not? And why not all of us take it? So I just wanted to say that we tried what you said. It absolutely worked for us. Are there any concerns about taking it? And, of course, what about taking it in greater quantities? I don't think you recommended doing that.
No. The only people whom I would recommend taking, let's say, 45 milligrams of lithium orotate, severe adult attention deficit disorder, ADHD, you know, after age 20. But other than that, 15 or 20 milligrams for the average human is excellent.
Okay. So is there any concern about lithium orotate and operating machinery, farm machinery, driving a vehicle, those of us who may be, you know, working at a job where you're on a forklift or in a factory or, you know, is there any concern about that?
No, I would say it improves your, improves your safety, makes you more alert.
Okay. Lithium orotate. And how do you feel about, Dr. Shealy, instead of getting the tablets that are, 15 milligrams, getting the ones that are, you know, closer to 100 milligrams and then cutting them carefully into, 8 pieces or so?
Actually, the only ones I've ever found are the 5 milligram little capsules.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be a little bit careful about cutting things because I don't think you know how much you're getting.
Okay. How do you feel about aspirin as a as a medicine to take for those with heart issues, you know, once a day, 81 milligrams, like the equivalent of a baby aspirin.
I think for 99%+ of people, it's better than anything else.
Do we know how that works, Dr. Shealy?
Well, yeah.
How it works?
We know that it decreases clotting.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot, not enough to make you bleed excessively, but it does decrease the tendency to clot. And, of course, having some little something in the small arteries of the heart that clots is the beginning of atherosclerosis.
Does taking an aspirin or a quarter of an aspirin or 325 milligrams is a typical aspirin size. Is that correct?
I believe right. That's right. A grain is roughly 60 milligrams. And our 60 is 64 milligrams. And so a half would be 30 milligrams.
So does this reverse hardening of the arteries, or does it just help us cope
with it? I don't think it reverses. It helps prevent progression.
Okay. All right. So is there a situation where we should not take aspirin? I'm talking about the average guy and gal.
Well, when you are going to have surgery, you want to get off aspirin a week before because you don't want excess bleeding. And there are a small percentage of people have extreme stomach sensitivity, and it can cause bleeding. That's very rare with that small dose, but it can happen.
Okay, and how would we know if we had bleeding? Are you talking about bleeding out of our fingers, our nostrils, our sinuses, or what
would
be bleeding?
Well, actually, unfortunately, for people who are hypersensitive to aspirin, the bleeding is in the stomach or the intestines, and you don't know until it gets really pretty serious. In general, again, most people know that they might be sensitive to aspirin if they are. And even when I was in medical school, I was taught that average, way back in the 50s, 16,000 people a year died from taking aspirin. Now, that they never quantified how much aspirin those people were taking. And, you know, some people take as much as two aspirin four times a day, and that is probably pretty excessive in almost anybody.
So do you think that was true, Dr. Shealy, that aspirin really can kill people?
Oh, yeah, and the killing was occasionally a severe allergic reaction, but most often for bleeding from the stomach.
Would that change a stool color or urine color, the bleeding from the stomach?
Well, you have to get to a certain amount of bleeding, and it becomes black. The stool becomes black. But urine, no.
Okay. So if a person has black stool, Dr. Shealy, what... is there a test that should be performed
yes.
soon? Or okay,
that is
what is that test?
That goes to the emergency room or to your physician right away.
Okay, very good. Let's continue on with a couple other things. I was reading a story about David Cassidy, and he was a a heartthrob for young girls decades ago. And he was on stage performing. He's now 66 years old. He was performing in California, and he appeared to lose his balance. And he forgot his lyrics. And they were saying that this is related to dementia. I'm not trying to pick on him, but what I'm seeing is more and more discussion, more and more posts, more and more appearances of people who are having memory problems.
Now, I will give you odds that a majority of them are on a statin drug.
Hmm. Okay. So there is a link between statin drugs and dementia. Is that what we're saying?
Yes. That's one of the strongest links that I know.
All right. So if that's the case, that memory loss, I don't know anybody who would appreciate memory loss. Really.
Well, maybe one or two wives.
That being the case, what would the alternative be to the statin drugs? Or just don't take them?
Well, don't take them, period, because there are many, many other complications as well. The alternative is a combination primarily of trimethylglycine, TMG, and lecithin granules. For the vast majority of people, those two safe supplements will handle your cholesterol very well and improve memory.
Okay, TMG, trimethylglycine, and in what amount, Dr. Shuley?
Depending upon weight, anybody over 130 or 40 pounds can take at least 4,000 milligrams a day, and anybody 150 or more can take 6,000 milligrams a day, spread out, you know, with three meals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's extremely safe and extremely effective.
Okay. Is that something that is a supplement that you can buy without prescription?
Yes.
Okay, trimethylglycine, those over 130 pounds, 4,000 milligrams a day, spread over three meals. And what was it for 6,000 milligrams? What was the weight?
Yeah, 150 and more.
150, okay, greater than 150 pounds. 6,000 milligrams spread over three meals per day. Okay, and then the lecithin granules, how do we take that?
Two tablespoons, two rounded or heaping tablespoons in any kind of liquid. It mixes in well, has almost no taste.
Okay, is that once a day?
Twice.
Twice a day, two times per day. Okay, and Dr. Shuley, what do you think about eating beets, red beets, as a way of lowering blood pressure?
Well, in my opinion, the safest, simplest, best way is, of course, Kyani Nitro Extreme.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Second to that may be beets in large quantities, but also kale.
Okay. Number one, Kyani Nitro Extreme, and you can find that at Dr. Shuley's website, normshuley.com, and beets, red beets, and kale. So, we'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today. 866-257-3105.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Norman Shuley is with us. Dr. Shuley, I'm reading a post talks about life expectancy and how it is predicted to increase life expectancy. Those who are born, let's say, 20, 30, will be expected to live longer than now. And it shows that, and I find that kind of hard to believe. looking at our diet, lack of exercise, pollution, and dependence on electronic gadgets, I can't see how our life expectancy would increase. But here's what they're saying, that the countries with the greatest life expectancy will be South Korea. And this is in order. Number one would be South Korea, Australia, Switzerland, Canada, Netherlands, New Zealand, Spain, Ireland, Norway, Italy, Japan. Japan, I don't get that one at all with all the radioactivity that is being released there. Then Sweden, Denmark, United Kingdom, Slovenia, Germany, then Portugal, Austria. And then we get down toward the bottom. We've got the United States, Hungary, Croatia, Poland, Mexico, Romania, Serbia. Do you think that life expectancy would be on the increase, Dr. Shuley, or are you with me thinking that maybe no?
Well, I can't speak for the rest of the world because I don't know enough. But I totally agree with you about Japan for certain. And I can't see how the United States people can increase life expectancy unless we have a marked turnaround in our habits.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
I mean, with two-thirds of our people overweight and one-third just plain old fat, there's no way we can increase life expectancy.
Well, that's what I was thinking, because in the United States we've become gadget dependent. We want to be able to tell our light switch to power up or power down now. We want to be, I mean, it's too much effort to walk over there to turn that light switch on or off. It's too much effort to get up out of that recliner to turn the TV volume up or down or change the channel. It's way too much work, it appears to be, in the United States to do those things. And I can see how the lack of exercise, the lack of wanting to do anything is making us, we're becoming more lazy and we're eating junk food while we're reclining watching the blue-lighted machine.
Right.
Okay. There was a post that I read that I found absolutely fascinating in how smart babies are. And I find the same thing with some of the animals on our farm. And here's what happened. So this mother has a newborn, and she's breastfeeding the newborn. And the newborn prefers the left breast to the right breast. As a matter of fact, the newborn will not drink milk from his mother from the right breast. Turn to find out that the mother has a cancerous problem with the right breast. And the baby knew it, but the mother didn't know it.
Mm-hmm. That is fascinating.
Yep, and so I don't know the full results and whether the mother was treated, but let's hope that is the case. But isn't that interesting? So the baby's sense of maybe taste, maybe smell, was so accurate that it determined, or he determined that he was not going to drink milk from that breast from his mother because he knew it didn't work for him. I thought that was a quite interesting article. Mercury in swordfish seems to be have twice the potential for causing neuron disease, the kind of thing that Dr. Hawking is suffering from. Mercury toxicity, Dr. Shealy, what are your concerns about that?
Well, obviously, in my opinion, the number one concern is the American Dental Association, which even today does not urge people to get rid of their silver mercury fillings. And the secondly of coal is the release of mercury from coal burning.
All right, so if we drop a compact fluorescent light bulb in a classroom in a training institution, the hazmat team will come out. Okay, because they'll evacuate this school, and they've done that for dropping a compact fluorescent light with mercury. But yet, we've got it in our mouth.
Yep.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black day.
God, you're take my. When you go to the DC, for 2 seconds straight.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Dr. Shealy, is it possible to eat too much watermelon?
Well, again, I think the intestines would tell you the number one problem of eating. It does include stuff that can increase the sort of laxative ability, but beyond that, no.
Okay. I was wondering about the urination of maybe minerals that the body might need by, you know, increasing urination by just eating.
Well, it is certainly a diuretic, mm-hmm. but in general, I don't think it. I mean, if you did it every day, yes, it could be a problem.
Okay.
But doing it occasionally, I don't think it would ever be a problem.
Okay. Do you have an update for us about your scalar energy room and what you're doing in that room? And
well, we have 40 people who have enrolled in the study. They can come in anytime from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. They had a blood draw last week for adrenomedulin. They're going to spend a minimum of 36 hours over a four-week period and then have another blood draw at the end of that time. We are expecting and hoping that the adrenomedulin will decrease, which is what is healthy.
Mm-hmm. And when you're in that room with experiencing the scalar energy effects, are you allowing that person to read, or what are the restrictions?
Read, but not use dumb phones.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So no electromagnetic devices are allowed in that room, right?
Exactly.
I mean, okay. And so reading a book would be acceptable, but
correct.
I guess not reading from a Kindle or an iPad, correct?
Right.
Okay. All right. Because that's what I was hoping to be able to do, catch up on some of the reading that I would like to do in a relaxed environment. So those who are in the room, Dr. Shuley, these 40, I guess all of them are not there at the same time, but are they encouraged to interact and chat with each other, or are they...
No.
To,
okay. I don't mind, you know, the acknowledgement that people are there, but we don't want people to carry on, you know, long social conversations, because as you may know, talking raises blood pressure in a lot of people, even talking about good things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be, you know, undoing what we're doing by creating any stress.
Okay. So I plan to read some technical manuals. I don't think that they're going to be stressful. I just need
right.
to do that. Okay. And 36 hours, and that can be over a couple, several days, or spread out, okay, over
exactly.
4 weeks. Okay. And what comments have you heard so far that you'd like to share with us? What have people said?
Well,
as
a couple
result?
Of people said they're sleeping a lot better already.
Mm-hmm.
And then the most common is, boy, is that relaxing.
Isn't that interesting? Okay. And what about, do you have any patients who have serious diseases that that you think there might be some positive effects in reversing?
Yeah, we don't have anybody with cancer that I know of, but we do have several people with significant high blood pressure or advanced coronary disease.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And have they made any comments that, have they been there long enough to establish that there's
no
been a positive change?
Not long enough for that yet.
Okay. Dr. Shuley, I was reading, I read some strange things, and this is kind of nutty to me, but there it used to be that people who had freckles when they were young would prefer that they didn't have freckles.
Right.
So they'd want to, to somehow remove those freckles. Well, it's been reversed. Now it seems that young people want freckles that don't have them. So what they're doing...
Yes.
Yeah, as I'm sure you've figured out already, they're tattooing themselves and having freckles tattooed onto them. Now, for only $250... they can get semi-permanent freckles, and they so obviously it's a dye that they're adding to their facial skin to have the look of freckles. the reason I'm mentioning this, go ahead.
I have to say, halitosis is better than no breath at all, but I'm not sure in this case.
Well, okay. So these young people are interested in tattooing freckles on, and they're semi-permanent ones. So if they change their mind after 3 years, you know, and most of them will probably have faded away or been consumed by the body. The dyes will be consumed by the body. But this ties into millennials. And millennials are those born 1980 to late 1990s. It's been said that they are the most narcissistic generation ever. And they even admit that they are narcissistic. And the evidence is clear, because before this generation, we didn't take pictures of ourselves and mail them from phone to phone or email them saying, look at me, look at me, look at me. We didn't do that. We were more modest. We were more reserved. Do you think that this most narcissistic generation, as evidenced by things like the selfies, things like tattooing freckles on their faces so they, you know, look at me now, don't I look great, is damaging to humanity?
Of course. It is the height of lack of conscientiousness.
Okay, I agree with that. I agree with that. And I was chatting with a young person, and we were going to go for a test drive. I helped fix the car, and we were going to go for a test drive, and it was cold. And it was chilly out. And I remember this story. And I said to this young person, let's take the car for a test drive and see if it's fixed. Would you take off those flip-flops and put, you know, socks and shoes on? And would you mind putting a coat on? Now, I'm thinking that that my repair is probably going to work. But, geez, you know, we might be a couple miles out in the cold, and we might get stuck. And the last thing that I would want to be in is flip-flops and no coat. And this young person said, hey, I can make up my own decisions. I couldn't believe it. I absolutely couldn't believe it, Dr. Shuley. That's the kind of attitude I think that is dangerous.
I totally agree.
Everything's okay. Everything's okay. You know, there are police out here who will help us. There are plenty of people who will help us. If we get stuck, no problem. There are plenty of people who come to our rescue. And I'm thinking, if we get stuck, we're stuck, and there's nobody that's going to come and help us. Because that's kind of the way I... And so I would want to have enough warmth and preparedness to survive a small problem like having the vehicle stuck and having cars whiz by and ignore us.
Right.
But I what I'm saying is, are you reading and seeing stories like this, that we are becoming more dependent on the system, less prepared, less conscientious, less able to take care of ourselves? And we don't even want to think about it. I mean, I do and you do, but are you seeing that in your circles and readings as well?
Absolutely. And that's what I meant by starting in 1932. The government encouraged that kind of nonsense.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking this morning in the shower, you know, that white noise of the shower head and the water. We have this, you know, I mentioned many times, a high pressure, low volume shower head. So not much water comes out, but it's kind of like a high pressure washer, but not quite that high pressure, but kind of a mist comes out. And so in this white noise, I can think without, you know, outside influences. And I was thinking about creativity. And I was wondering, is it possible to be creative when a person doesn't feel well? So when a person is ill, a person has a cold, a person has a stomach ache, is it possible to be creative? It seems hardly possible to me, even with a toothache.
Well, anything's possible. Is it likely? That's the more better question.
There you go.
There's no question that when you're not well, you are not as creative.
So that lends us to, we need to be as healthy as we possibly can all the time so that we can be creative, solve the problems, the challenges of life. And that ties into your thought of detachment and
exactly.
The lack of detachment making us ill at work, right?
Right.
Ill from work, I should say. Ill from work. So on the way to work, we're in our vehicle, and, oh, gosh, I don't want to go to work. Oh, the pressure, the boss is going to be standing on me. And then all day long, you know, thinking about that. And then on the way home, taking the job home in your mind. And then coming home and snapping at the children and the spouse, like, I had a really bad day, knock it off. Shortening of life, is that what we're talking about? Mm-hmm. So detached, somehow, well, not somehow. You've got the recipe at your website, right? How to detach?
You've got it.
Mm-hmm.
You've got
Optimal
it. Optimal
health.
Simple.
All right. Let's chat about that for a couple minutes when we come back. And also, I'd like to talk about allergy doctors back in the 1970s and flushing sinuses with saline solution and maybe even spraying iodine in the back of throats.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. NormShealy.com. NormShealy.com. So if you'd like to contact Dr. Shealy, you can send him an email at norm@normshealy.com. Dr. Shealy, detaching. We're talking about stress and the shortening of our lives, things at work that we can't control. What is the best, fastest, most effective way to detach from that so that we can live longer?
Well, my soul brother, Sergey, made up these wonderful little cards that we're going to put on our website soon. How am I feeling? Good, comfortable, relaxed, at peace? Yes. Well, then detach. No, can't fix it. Can I fix it by taking action? If yes, great, take action. No, divorce it or accept it. In other words, if you can make a change and are willing to put the energy into it, phenomenal, go for it. If you can't, you have to take a deep breath and divorce and accept and forgive, which is ultimately going for sainthood. It's that simple.
And when I had dinner with you one evening, Dr. Sergey Sorin was with us, and he has one of the most stressful jobs on the planet as an emergency room doctor. And I asked him, you know, about those patients who don't survive the emergency room and how often does that happen. And it happens so often that has got to be one of the most stressful jobs on the planet.
I would certainly agree with you on that. No question about it. You know, it's just one of those things you've got to do. Take a lot of, detachment.
Back in the 1970s, Dr. Shealy, there were some medical doctors who were treating asthma and allergies, and one of the things that they did was they would spray iodine, I believe it was iodine, down the throats of patients with like a, with a little handheld machine that would, a little spray bulb. Have you heard of that as a treatment for, I don't know, sore throats and things?
Yes. I'm a little bit concerned about it. For some people, that could cause a lot of spasm. And it could be a really huge dose of iodine.
Yeah, and I was wondering if it was safe doing that.
Well, I would.
Because I don't see that being. Yeah. How about this procedure that was used for those with sinus infections? They would have the patient lie down on a table, and they would have this machine that would, it was a vacuum machine, and they would connect this vacuum pump to low vacuum to this adapter that would fit the nostril, and then they would spray saline solution from one nostril, and it would go through the sinuses and be vacuumed out the other nostril. Have you ever seen or heard of that being done?
Oh, yeah. I think that goes back even to the days when I was in medical school.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, do you think that was a safe procedure, generally speaking?
In general, I'd think that was safe.
And I guess the plan was to rinse out the sinuses of the bacteria and the pus and whatever else was in there, right? And clear the way for healing.
Right, and just start the by doing that, you're going to increase the blood flow because it'll be slightly irritating, and that gets the immune system a little more active.
Mm-hmm. And how about the poking with the equivalent of a Q-tip on the end of thin wire?
Mm-hmm. No, so I don't recommend poking your ear or your nose with Q-tips.
Yeah. That was a procedure that was done back in the 70s to get through some of those blockages in the sinuses.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Very good. Dr. Shuley, thank you so much for being with us today.
And my pleasure.
Class, thank you so much. Class, if you'd like to contact Dr. Shuley, you may. norm@normshuley.com. And if you'd like, you may request an appointment where you can arrange a chat via Skype for a worldwide connection to Dr. Shuley. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.